Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Disgraced CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for defrauding investors, creditors, and customers of FTX, the crypto exchange he founded. The 32-year-old was found guilty last November of stealing more than $8 billion. Prosecutors were asking for a sentence of 40 to 50 years. Bankman-Fried's lawyers were seeking 5 to 6 years. Four men are still missing 2 days after Baltimore, Maryland's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed when a container vessel collided into it. Authorities said yesterday two bodies were recovered from a red pickup truck. Gustavo Torres is the executive director of the immigrant advocacy group CASA and says two longtime members of his group are among those whose remains have yet to be found. One is Minor Sandoval. The other missing person is
Miguel Luna from El Salvador. He left at 6:30 p.m. Monday evening for work and since had not come home. He's a husband, a father of three, and has called Maryland home for over 19 years.
All of the victims are immigrants who were part of a construction crew that was doing pothole repairs on the bridge when it collapsed. The UN Security Council passed a resolution Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages in Gaza. But as NPR's Aya Batrawi reports, many Palestinian civilians have been killed as the war rages on.
Since Monday's ceasefire resolution was passed, Gaza's health ministry says at least 219 people have been killed across the Gaza Strip. And fighting continues at Gaza's main El Shifa hospital in the north, where Israeli forces launched an offensive 10 days ago. The Israeli military says its forces have killed 200 fighters since its raid there began last week and accuses Hamas of hiding behind the sick and injured. Arabic language media reporting from Gaza say the raid has also killed civilians, including patients inside without services, as well as people trying to flee the area and in homes nearby. Another Israeli raid on a hospital in southern Khan Yunis in recent days forced that hospital to now close. The World Health Organization says only 12 hospitals are partially functioning in all of Gaza. Aya Batrawi, NPR News.
The Biden administration's approved major changes to the government's statistics about race and ethnicity. Here's NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang.
These changes are among the first revisions to the U.S. government's standards on race and ethnicity in more than a quarter century. They were first proposed during the Obama administration before Trump administration officials shelved them. By adding to federal forms a checkbox for Middle Eastern or North African, the government is no longer classifying as white people who identify with groups such as Egyptian, Iranian, Iraqi, Israeli, Kurdish, Lebanese, Moroccan, Palestinian, Syrian, and Yemeni.
That's NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang reporting. U.S. stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 39,782. You're listening to NPR News. A familiar face is set to host this year's Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors. Jeff London has more from New York.
For the third year in a row, Oscar winner and Tony nominee Ariana DeBose will host the Tony Awards. And for the first time, the awards will be presented at Lincoln Center. DeBose, who had to work last year without a script because of the writer's strike, said in a statement, quote, "I couldn't pass up the chance to host the Tonys one more time at Lincoln Center." Tony nominations will be announced on April 30th. The Tonys themselves will air in two parts on Sunday, June 16th, a pre-show on the free streamer Pluto TV and the main event on CBS. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The U.S. economy's posted solid growth in the last quarter of 2023. The Commerce Department has upgraded its previous GDP assessment from 3.2% to a 3.4% expansion, and this amid higher interest rates and bolstered by growing consumer spending, exports, and business investment in buildings and software. The number of Americans signing up for jobless benefits fell slightly last week, another sign that the labor market remains strong. The government reported today jobless claims ticked down by 2,000 to 210,000. The four-week average of claims, smoothing out week-to-week volatility, fell by 750 to 211,000. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.